morning, everyone. Welcome to the Candace Podcast Show. Today I will be discussing, you are never too old or too young to start a hobby. I will attach a video later displaying my hobby, crocheted pieces, and some pictures of my husband's hobby, painting. When I was younger, I was never into arts and crafts. To think of sitting down and sewing a pillowcase, I probably would have started crying. I loved to read and still love to read, but you can only read so many books. I started crocheting 4 years ago this fall. I started working as a companion for a home care company. I could not take many cases because we only had one car, therefore I was using the city bus to get to work. There was a perfect case for me because I did not need a car to take the patient anywhere. My job was essentially to sit with the patient for 6 hours a day, 3 days a week, make sandwiches to eat several days worth at a time, and wash clothes if need be. I loved to read, but really, so many hours at a time, every week, got a little boring after a while. I knew this older lady who could knit and crochet. She taught me how to crochet. This was a perfect hobby for me to pick up because I could take a skein of yarn, a needle, and small scissors, and I had a hobby to do for several hours at a time. I started with a scarf, and then another scarf, and another scarf. Most of my family received scarves for Christmas that year. After I created 20 scarves, I decided it was time to start a new stitch and learn to read other patterns. I created granny square blankets, shawls, hats, slippers, and afghans. Crocheting has become quite the hobby for me. This year I'm doing a craft show. I have learned how to make dishcloths and dish towels as a set. I also am making things for my own house. I made myself a Christmas tree skirt, stockings, and a packer blanket for my husband. Picking up a hobby has been a great way to pass the time and now to make money as well. My husband decided to pick up painting about 3 years ago. He finished his 4-year degree online while working full-time and needed something to fill his evenings and weekends with, since he was no longer studying in all of his free time. He used to talk about watching Bob Ross on PBS as a kid and how he loved his paintings. I also have some paintings my dad did years ago hanging around the house. My husband has always admired them. I encouraged my husband to pick up some paint-by-number paintings and give it a try. He thought that was kind of tacky and maybe childish. Paint by numbers? Come on. I said the paintings my dad did are paint by numbers. Well, that changed his mind. He went to the store and picked up a few easier ones to start with. He loved it. Then one day, he saw an ad about a Bob Ross painting class. He signed up for the class, and a few hours later, he came home with his very own freestyle painting. It is gorgeous. I have several nieces, and two of them are into arts and crafts. They make beautiful designs, from paintings, drawings, to crocheting, sewing, pillows, and making magnets. They are very busy with their crafts. In closing, what I am saying is no matter how young or how old you are, there is always something new you could try, and you never know, you might be really good at it.